The re-election of President Bush last November and the Republican Party's reinforced majority in Congress have turned attention once again to what some political observers call Texas-style politics. Foreign critics of the Bush administration also like to use the Texas image, often portraying the president as a cowboy. But those who follow the Lone Star State's political scene closely see more myth than reality in this picture. In a forum this week at Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy, political analysts sat down to examine the influence of Texas and the presidency of George W. Bush on national politics. Julie Mason, White House correspondent for the Houston Chronicle, noted that many of her colleagues and friends back in Washington have some prejudicial notions about Mr. Bush and his home state that could cloud their thinking.
Some of the negative attributes that people talk about President Bush having seem to be sort of uniquely Texan, and there seems to be sort of anti-Texas sort of tinge to it all when people talk about him in the terms of being a rube and things like that and not terribly sophisticated. There's certainly definite underpinnings of a certain, you know, I'm from Massachusetts, and my family thinks that I moved to Mars when I came here, and they think it's crazy and that, you know, Texans, like, are uneducated and, you know, and I think there is definitely sort of that creeping anti-Texan sort of cultural bias.
She notes that President Bush has placed many Texans in positions of power, not so much to favor the state, but because these are people he knows and trusts. She and other participants also noted that Mr. Bush is less Texan in terms of his style than was the late Lyndon Johnson, a Democrat and the first Texan to become president. But Paul Burka, senior executive editor of Texas Monthly magazine, says part of the reason people in the so-called blue regions, that is, the areas where Democrats predominate, resent Texas and see the state as having too much influence nationally, in that Texas represents all the values and trends that characterize the predominantly Republican or red regions.
I think Texas is red America writ large. I don't think you could make the case that Texas is responsible for red America, but nevertheless, I think we are the emblem to blue America of everything they don't like about red America.
Mr. Burka says much of what the rest of the world thinks about Texas comes from the state's own homegrown myths about itself. For example, he says, frontier thinking places emphasis on self-sufficiency and individualism and involves little sympathy for those who are unable to keep up. Even though the frontier disappeared long ago in Texas, the myths it generated remain, according to Mr. Burka. He says another myth is that Texans are close to the land, even though the reality is quite different.
Texas is very much urban. 80% of our people live in cities and surrounding areas. But the mindset is rural. It remains rural. If you look at the map, the famous county map of the presidential race, you saw that red America was almost the entire map, and blue America was in big cities. But the entire rural America is red, it's Republican, and that these values that are espoused are in many ways not just Texas values, but are also rural values.
Rice University political science professor Earl Black, author of the book The Rise of the Southern Republicans, says these rural values are part of what has made not only Texas, but almost all of the South and the Western states lean Republican in recent years. He says the Southern states, including Texas, which were solidly Democratic for most of the 20th century, have moved towards the Republicans, partly because of economic and social changes.
I think the most remarkable thing about Texas as part of the rise of the South and the West is, compared to, say, the New Deal period, the Great Depression, is the rise of a huge middle class that pays taxes and wants to get a good return on their investment. And they're not inclined, by and large, you know, to give Washington politicians carte blanche on control of the money that they think that they have earned.
Professor Black notes that Texas has been part of a broader shift in the southern states from one party to another in recent decades that has transformed national politics. In 1950, he notes, Democrats held all but two of the 105 seats in the House of Representatives from the 11 states of the Old South. Now, he says, Republicans have a 33-seat advantage in congressional representation from the South, and Democrats hold only a 4-seat advantage in the rest of the country. He says this has led to a much more polarized and bitter struggle for power between the parties in Washington that may make many Americans, other than Texans, feel uncomfortable.
But that is the nature, I think, of our politics for a long time to come, and Texas, in its proud role, is very accustomed to playing that kind of hardball politics. So here is one case where I think Texas is, in fact, leading the nation.
Professor Black says it's possible that the Democrats will make a comeback, especially if the public becomes disenchanted with the Republicans in the years ahead over the war in Iraq or other issues. But he says, absent some major cataclysm, Texas and the rest of the South will probably remain strongly Republican for many years to come. Greg Flakus, VOA News,